The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Some of the largest school boards in Canada are suing major social media platforms. They say the companies behind Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram are affecting kids' learning, and they're demanding platforms change their algorithms and update parental controls. Ithil Moussa has details.
We need the social media giants to rectify this problem.
Rachel Chernos-Lynn says social media apps are having a major impact on students. The Toronto District School Board chair says they're interfering with the ability of children to focus.
The decline in mental health, the anxiety of students, these have skyrocketed in recent years.
And Lynn says it's time for social media apps to be held responsible, alleging the companies know their apps are addictive and cause increased rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal ideation among young people. TikTok says it has industry-leading safeguards, such as parental controls. And Snapchat says, while the company has more work to do, it feels good about the role it plays in helping close friends feel connected as they face the many challenges of adolescence. Ithil Moussa, CBC News, Toronto.
The U.S. Navy sending barges with heavy lifting equipment to Baltimore to help clear the Patapsco River of debris from the bridge brought down on Tuesday. Maryland Governor Wes Moore said work will get underway shortly.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety in our response to this collapse. Government is working hand in hand with industry to investigate the area, to clear the wreck, and to move the ship. Leaders from across local and state and federal levels are gathering funds to rebuild this bridge.
As for those funds, U.S. President Joe Biden has approved $60 million in federal aid. In addition, he's pledged Washington will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. A horrific bus crash in South Africa has killed at least 45 people. An 8-year-old girl is the lone survivor. The transport ministry says the driver lost control and swerved off a bridge in the northern province of Limpopo. The bus then plunged 50 meters into a ravine and caught fire. It had been transporting people from neighboring Botswana to an Easter service in South Africa. Officials are promising a full inquiry. Phage therapy is experimental and currently not available outside of clinical trials. But for one Ottawa-area woman with a life-threatening joint infection, it was her only option left. And now, researchers are hoping her seemingly successful treatment will change things. Karen Pauls reports.
Are you ready for your next dose?
I am.
Dr. Marisa Azad gives 79-year-old Tia Turcott a dose of the phage therapy designed to attack the bacterial infection after a hip replacement. The infection had become resistant to most antibiotics. Turcott had developed a severe toxicity to the only one that still worked. So Azad suggested phage therapy.
I was extremely limited in what we can do to treat her.
Phages are viruses that only infect bacteria. Swabs of the bacteria infecting Turcott were sent to Stephen Terrio. He and his team at Cytophage Technologies in Winnipeg used that sample to create a phage specifically for Turcott.
Creating a solution for patients that don't have any solutions because of antimicrobial resistance and antibiotic resistance.
Nearly 4 weeks after her first treatment, Turcott's body is responding well.
I'm just so happy to be here.
Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.
A survivor of the Humboldt Broncos bus crash has qualified for the 2024 Paralympics in Paris. Rowing Canada says Jacob Wasserman has earned Canada a country quota spot in an event known as PR1 Men's Single Sculls. The 24-year-old recently competed for Canada in a qualification regatta in Rio de Janeiro. Wasserman is one of 13 survivors of the deadly 2018 bus crash, which left him paralyzed. And that is The World This Hour for CBC News. I'm Mike Miles.